There are a lot of places in the world that grow soybeans. U.S. farmers harvest their bean crop in August, September, and October. The same goes in China. And then 6 months later, in the months of March, April, and May, farmers in South America bring in a harvest of the oilseed. The miracle crop grows, well, in lots of places around the globe. That's why there are a lot of soybeans available today. And the prospect for an historic amount in a few short months, says University of Illinois Extension ag economist Daryl Good.
We have what looks like a record harvest coming on in South America to add to those supplies, yet soybean prices have continued to move sharply higher, primarily in sympathy with corn, but kind of no matter what we throw at it in terms of old crop fundamentals, the soybean market really just continues to show strength.
This strength, a tendency for the price of soybeans at the Chicago Board of Trade to stay strong or move higher, is based on the idea that the current surpluses could quickly turn into shortages as some of the acres dedicated to soybean are switched to corn to feed the expanding global ethanol industry.
The question is really in front of the market, what kind of acreage shift will we see in 2007 and how much of a decline in acreage would really translate into a shortage in 2007? And so the market eventually has to own up to whatever acres we do plant.
In his February 12th weekly Outlook newsletter that can be found on the FarmDoc website at farmdoc.uiuc.edu, the U of I ag economist asked and answered that acreage question. He says U.S. farmers could plant 12 million fewer acres of soybeans this spring, and the world would still have plenty of supply.
The problem I have is with the talk of a 5 to 6 million acre cut in acreage translating into a shortage of soybeans next year. Unless we have significant yield problems, that kind of reduction will not give us a shortage anytime soon in the soybean market.
Eventually, U of I ag economist Daryl Good says the market will have to own up to the actual projected supply of soybeans in the United States. It is, and will likely continue to be big. That's when the market will go down. Given that, he says the time hasn't yet come.
In spite of my thinking in terms that we're not going to have a shortage, that we're going to continue to look at a surplus of soybeans, I think prices will continue to work a bit higher in front of the March 30th acreage report. I personally would want to be fairly aggressive, I think, in front of that report, making some additional sales of old crop and new crop. What's the right amount? There's really no right answer to that. It depends a lot on what producers have already done, how much of the crop they still own, what kind of insurance product they've got in place, those kind of things. But I think maybe being a little more aggressive on soybeans than corn pre-report is a kind of the way I would be leaning at this point.
So, Daryl Good says farmers, despite their nearly always bullish enthusiasm for the soybean market, should pull the trigger on additional old crop and new crop sales prior to the March 31 USDA planting intentions report. He says the price of beans has stayed high in part because the outside investment community continues to buy into the futures market. He says it is also the reason there are too many soybeans in the world today.
We saw a significant increase in soybean acreage and a decrease in corn acres in 2006. When you look at what was unfolding in terms of potential demand for corn and the size of our surplus of soybeans, we really needed to see more corn and fewer soybean acres last year, but the market signaled just the opposite. And I attribute that to what I call the non-traditional traders in the market. I think soybean prices just stayed too strong relative to corn last spring, even winter into the spring, and signaled to farmers that we needed more beans when we needed the other signal.
This year, Daryl Good thinks the market is giving farmers the correct signal for how many acres of each crop to plant. That signal, $8 beans and $4 corn, is to plant more corn. So while Good says the market is correctly telling farmers to plant more corn acres, he thinks it is incorrectly telling them that a shortage of soybeans is on the horizon. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.